Welcome to Maseches Sota, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah says, Misha Rabu Haratzchanan, after the increase of murders, and therefore it would come out that if they found a dead person somewhere between two cities, chances are that someone saw the murder, or it was a known group of people. Batla Egla Rufa, the rabbis instituted that Egla Rufa should no longer be a thing. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Noida Mihikahu, we don't know who killed him. However, in this situation, people did know. Therefore, the concept of the idea of Egla Rufa really didn't apply. And from now on, the Mishnah is going to explain a bunch of different concepts or ideas that changed over time. Mishaba Elazar ben Dinai, from the days of Elazar ben Dinai, he was a well-known murderer. Utchina ben Prisha, originally his name was Tchina ben Prisha. Some say that he changed his name so people shouldn't know that he was this renowned, infamous murderer. Others say that initially he was considered one of the Kanoim, he was one of the zealots that was constantly fighting against the Romans, and then he was a good person, but afterwards he became a murderer. Chazur l'kroisei ben Haratzchan, and they started calling him eventually ben Haratzchan, the son of the murderer. Continues the Mishnah, Misha Rabu Hamenoafim, after there was an increase of immorality, of incest, of sexual immorality, of adultery, during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, Pasku Hamayim Hamarim, the Saita waters, which we learned about earlier in the Masechta, stopped working. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, by Saita, V'nika ha'ish me'avon, the man shall be clean from sin, V'ha'isha ha'hi tisa savayna, and the wayward woman, she shall carry her sin. So the Gemara learns from here that when the man is clean from sin, then the waters work on his wife to detect if she was guilty of adultery. But if the husband himself is inappropriate, and he committed perhaps adultery or any type of immorality, then the waters don't actually work. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai Yifsikon, and Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was the one that stopped giving the Mayim Hamarim, as he brought a pasuk to explain. This is a pasuk in Hosea. Shenema, the pasuk says, Le'efkoida b'noisechem kisiznena, I will not point out or demark your daughters when they have committed immorality, and on your daughter-in-law's because of the adultery that is rampant. So therefore, since adultery was rampant for the husband, and some people say even the children, then their Saita waters don't work. So this pasuk was alluding to that period of time. After the death of Yosef ben Yezir Yisrael, Yosef ben Yechon Yerushalayim, Yosef ben Yechon, the man of Yerushalayim, this is what we call the first of the Zugais, the first of the pairs that were in charge of the Sanhedrin. Butlu ha'eshkailis. Then the people who are called eshkailis no longer continued to exist. What are eshkailis? And Mara says eshkailis is an acronym for the word or conjugation of the word ish shehakol bo, a person who has everything to him. Rambam adds, and Rambam says that it's a person who's koilel hamidos v'hamalos v'hachachmos lefim bineihim. Somebody who incorporates all the positive character traits, the wonderful qualities, deep wisdom that exists out there. Knows we didn't have people of this caliber after this particular zug, this particular pair passed away. Shenamar, as the pasuk says in Micha, ein eshkol lecho bikura ivsa nafshi. We translate the pasuk to mean that there is no devout person. As the pasuk continues, avad chasid min haaretz, the righteous man has been lost from the land. V'yashar ba'adam ayin, and those that are straight are no longer found among man. So after they passed away, no longer were there people of that caliber, and this is alluded to in the pasuk in Micha, wishing you a fantastic, wonderful, restful, rejuvenating Shabbos, the Shabbos and Shabbat Shalom.